All righty. We'll call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:35 p.m. Tuesday, April 20th. Present today, we have Senator Bishop, Senator Machicki, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Myers. That gives us a quorum to do business. Moving forward, so staffing the committee today, we've got Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records. Alex Banachek is our moderator, Michaela Anderson, my committee aide, of course. Quick reminder to please turn off your cell phones. And at this time, we got one piece of business on the agenda today. It is HB 27, naming the Irene Weber Bridge by Representative Stutes. This is our first time hearing the bill. We're going to hear from the bill sponsor take public testimony. My intent is to move the bill from committee today. So with that, I'd like to welcome Representative Stutes and her staff, Sarah Perman, to the table to give us our presentation of the bill and respond to any questions we may have.
Thank you very much, Chair Myers and Transportation Committee members. Nice to be here. My name is Representative Stutes, and I represent House District 32, which is Kodiak, Cordova, Yakutat, and several small coastal villages between here and there. I'm here today on House Bill 27, which is naming the Irene Weber Bridge in Cordova. Irene Weber was a Cordova resident, and she passed away in 2018, and this bridge that we are hoping to name the Irene Weber Bridge spans the Scott River in Cordova. Irene was an avid runner, and she started the Cordova Salmon Run in about 1986, and there's a history behind it, which I'm sure you'll find very interesting. She was well-loved individual in Cordova, well-known. Her husband, Bill, and three children lived there, and they ran a family fishing operation. Imagine that. The bridge is adjacent to a local recreation area and is used in the Salmon Run. They run across it, and she was just a fabulous individual, and it's Irene with a small I, and I will turn it over to Ms. Perman to give you further details.
Thank you. Through the chair, my name is Sarah Perman. I'm a staff to Representative Stutes. Like she mentioned before you today, you've got House Bill 27, which is a three-line bill which essentially renames what is formerly known by DOT as Bridge 406, Scott Glacier Number 6, to the Irene Weber Bridge. Like Representative Stutes said, Irene Weber was a Cordovan who passed away in 2018. And naming this bridge after her will serve to extend her legacy to her friends and neighbors in Cordova. Just a few things to share about Irene with the members of the committee. She was an Aleutic woman born in LMR, which is near Tetitlik. It's about 3 miles away. She later moved to Cordova, where she raised her family. There she and her husband, Bill, and three children operated a seining operation in Prince William Sound. Irene is remembered in the community as an avid runner, in part because she formed these the Cordova Salmon Runs. But the real story here is that in 1986, she decided on her own, I'm going to run a marathon. And she ran the entire distance of what is now known the King Salmon Marathon. And from that singular running event stemmed five different races. There's the King Salmon Marathon, the Sockeye Half Marathon, the Coho 10K, the Humpy 5K, and the Smooth Mile One Fun Run. And now this, in these recent years, it's like 200 to 300 people participate every year. Like the speaker said, the marathon and the half marathon go over this Scott Glacier Bridge that they've opted to discuss naming as the Irene Weber Bridge. And notably, the history of Irene running is an interesting one. At one point, Irene had alcohol dependency. She struggled with addiction for a short period of her life, and she went to rehab to work through that. And about this time, her daughter Kim was in college and joined the running club and brought this home from college. And her mom said, "Well, I'm going to do it with you." And next thing you know, I think Kim shares a story that her mom was out running her. They were dropping her off on the beach when they were out fishing, and she was running up and down the beach, up and down the beach, and she just became a very avid runner. It defined her. You know, people in Cordova recognized her as Irene, who would wave as she'd go by, and she'd honk at runners when she drove by, and It was just a very familiar face. In addition to the Cordova salmon runs, she also was responsible for cancer walks, I think, and then a SIDS bikeathon. That's a sudden infant death syndrome bikeathon. She was involved with those, as well as a lot of other philanthropy towards St. Jude's Hospital. You know, it's interesting. Her family has great anecdotes, and I believe they're online today in testimony. But one that I really love is that in the sainting affirmation, they'd always refer to Dad as the captain, but Mom as the admiral. She, you know, she was known for running a tight ship, literally. But and she was really well loved. I think that it's also worth noting, like the speaker said, that her name in this bill is not a typo, but she really did write it with a small I. And I think maybe the family can share a little bit more about that. But certain people have communicated to me that she didn't value herself as bigger than everybody else, and that's just part of her personality. I do want to really quickly tell you about the fiscal note that goes with that. There is a fiscal note for $10,158 associated with the legislation, and that is the cost of the materials and the signs for the bridge, including the signage, the posts, and the installation materials like sonotubes and concrete. And because this is not the family didn't want it to be the Irene Weber Memorial Bridge. It's instead just the Irene Weber Bridge, and that's the difference between one of these large green signs versus those smaller, not quite rectangular, brown memorial signs. And I think that other bridge bills that have gone through that are memorial are slightly cheaper because of that. Also, we've worked with DOT. There's been a request that from the family that we honor the little I and the name, so we've worked with DOT with that as well. So. In your packet, there's also resolutions from the City of Cordova and the Native Village of EX supporting this resolution, and that's it. I'll leave you with that.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Perman. With that, I believe we're going to go to a little invited testimony from the family. We're going to go ahead and start with Ms. Kim Aspelund. If you could please state your name for the record and just provide your comments, please.
Hi, my name is Kim Aspelund. I am the daughter of Irene Weber, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening to our testimony about my mom. She was a very big inspiration to me and our family, and has been the brass of holding our whole family together. So you could just imagine how much she is missed. With all of the kids in the family, she made us all feel like we were the most special one. So each of the grandkids would say, no, I'm Grandma I's favorite. No, I'm Grandma I's favorite. And she just made everybody feel so loved. And with our community, with her volunteer work that she had taught me how to do since I was a very little girl, we did volunteer work for the community every year for many different things. She was the lead of the Cancer Society for 10 years. Our mayor at the time, Margie Johnson, had proclaimed Irene Weber Day for her because of her leadership as an Alaska Native woman and a role model for people with alcohol abuse. She had helped so many people through their addiction because of what she did. She had become a very well-known example for health and, you know, being inspirational and whatnot. She started running, and it became her legacy, along with a volunteer for, you know, Cancer Society, St. Jude's, the SIDS event, and started doing all these amazing things for people to better themselves. And, you know, her quote was, see you on the road. And I think I'm going to have that put on her marker at the gravesite, because that's what she always said. And when she'd see a runner, she'd smile and she'd honk her horn and wave at him and do that hoot hoot with her arm like a train, and, you know, just cheer him on, because she knows how hard it is and was for her to practice her running and to see other people doing it. She just got the biggest kick out of watching them and bettering their health and their lives. So her name on that bridge would be forever, I'd be forever grateful to see that every time I come in from the airport into the town. And for all the people that do the runs and see that bridge, I'm sure they're all going to get, you know, the biggest goosebumps. And I think she would really be watching everybody run over that bridge. And I would just be forever grateful. And I myself have committed to helping the organizer with the run every year to help carry on my mom's legacy and do whatever I can to be there each year. Again, I'm thankful and very appreciative for all your time and considerations for the naming of this bridge. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Aspelant. I'm going to take a brief Eddie's just a second here. All right, back on the record. Okay, next we're going to move to Ms. Katrina Hoffman. If you could please state your name for the record and provide your comments.
Thank you very much. This is Katrina Hoffman from Cordova, Alaska. I'm Irene's daughter-in-law, married to her baby, Mike Weber. Irene spelled her name with a little I, and she had a very diminutive figure, but there was nothing little about her accomplishments. And as someone who moved to Cordova a decade ago and became a part of the family, it's amazing to me that this woman who was born in a Prince William Sound village that no longer functions as a year-round community and who married a man raised in Katala, which also no longer functions as a year-round community, became such a stalwart in Cordova that she is deserving of a bridge named after her that, like her legacy, will stand the test of time. Bill and Irene's three children and their 10 grandchildren and their many great-grandchildren have deep ties to Alaska. Irene was a businesswoman, a good neighbor, a great sourdough cook. We still have her starter, a doting grandmother. At her memorial service, one of her grandsons, Christopher, my husband's son, said he knew his grandmother to be two people, a wonderfully loving grandma, and a formidable deck boss whose word was law out on the water. And when my husband Mike and I heard that the bridge at mile 9.5 was one of the bridges available for naming, we jumped in the car with our son, Irene's youngest grandchild, who was 5 at the time. He's now 7. And when we got to the location, our hearts just swelled. We knew this was the bridge to name after Grandma I. The fireweed was abundant. It was blowing in the breeze. The creek it crosses goes all the way up to Scott Glacier. People ride their four-wheelers up there. They recreate. Families have barbecues nearby. It's just a place that's as beautiful as she was as a person. And it really seems fitting that a place on the Copper River Delta that brings joy to so many people could be named after Irene Weber, a woman who brought joy to so many people. So I'm honored to speak in favor of the bill, and I would be deeply grateful if you supported it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hoffman. Next, we're going to move to Mr. Mike Weber.
Yeah, hello. My name is Mike Weber. I'd like to speak on the House Bill 27. Thank you for letting me speak to you guys. My mother was a very brave woman. She was a little woman, but she had a big heart, and it amazed me how she found her personal strength, because she was this little lady that was raised in a village and out kind of in the middle of Prince William Sound, and there's some photos of my dad when he first was chasing my mom. Well, he was a fisherman, and so was she, but he had hip boots on, and he must have had a hell of a time trying to catch her, because she was always a good runner. And he sunk his hook into her and married her, and My mom is this, you know, she has this legacy that, and that has brought this community together, and the community all knows my mom, and just knows that she had a big heart, and she welcomed people to town. It didn't matter if they were fishermen, visitors, tourists. You know, everybody was the same to her. She just had a big heart. And to see her name on a bridge that is next to veterans that have memorial names on the bridges here in Cordova is going to be a real honor for me to see her in that same position of seeing, you know, the names on there. It's a proud sight to see. And again, it's just going to be an honor for me to see my mom's name with the veterans' names on the bridges. And the community as well will enjoy seeing her name just because she is this wonderful little lady that just had this big heart and took care of everybody. Thank you for letting me speak here. I'll keep this short. And I hope everything goes on through, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we've made it this far. So thank you for your time. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Weber. That's the end of our invited testimony. Do we have any questions from the committee before we proceed to public testimony? Not currently. Okay. With that, we will go ahead and open public testimony on HB 27. Anybody in the room that wishes to testify? That be a note. All right. Online, I see we have Kristen Carpenter to testify on this bill. Ms. Carpenter, if you could please state your name for the record and provide your testimony.
Sure. This is Kristen Carpenter. I'm calling in from Cordova. Thank you, Chairman Myers and committee members. I also want to speak in favor of House Bill 27. I can't add a whole lot to what the others have already contributed, but I'm the race coordinator now for the Alaska Salmon Runs. I kind of inherited it from Irene Weber. And one of my earliest memories, I came to Cordova in 1994, and one of my earliest memories was participating in this run when she was organizing it. And it's my just about my favorite day of the year, even ahead of Christmas. It's the one day a year when everyone in town comes out and exercises and runs together, and you see mothers with their strollers, you see families, you see groups of friends walking or running together, and the serious folks who are out there gunning for a good race time. And it's exactly what Irene wanted. She wanted people to focus on health and wellness, and this was her response to battling her addiction, and it grew into this tremendous community event. And now we get, in addition to it being just a fabulous community event where people can come out and recreate and exercise together, it's part of our weekend Salmon Jam Festival that we have in July. And we probably get 70 people coming from out of town who are coming to run in the marathon or the half marathon. Those longer distances are mostly participated in by people coming from out of town. So she really has made a tremendous contribution just in not only in community togetherness, but also to tourism, and it was really just building on her value of contributing to the community and giving people an opportunity to recreate and showing people how important health and wellness are. And so I really want to thank you for this opportunity to testify, and I hope you can support this opportunity to recognize Irene Weber's very important contributions in Cordova. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carpenter. Seeing no one other online, Alex, is that correct? Okay, thank you. Seeing none online, we'll go ahead and close public testimony on HB 27. Representative Stutz, is there any further comments from you?
No, I just really appreciate this opportunity, and you can see how important this woman was in Cordova and their social life, what little they have there. She has been really an active participant in maintaining a healthy community.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions from the committee? Senator Michicki.
I just have a comment. Thanks for bringing this forward. And Kim and Mike, I have a feeling that your mother's bill is probably going to pass. Grandma I sounds like a pretty special individual. I wish we could have gotten to know her, but I really like seeing us recognize that these signs don't cost anything, but they mean so much to families like yours and communities to recognize people that are doing so many positive things for Alaska. So I'm very honored to support this, and thanks for bringing it forward.
Thank you very much.
Well, it gives us the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate both in favor of the bill. I think it's got a good shot at passing. all righty. Moving forward, we were not given any amendments prior to the meeting. Do we have any amendments here? None. Seeing none. Senator Michicki, what is the will of the committee for this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 27, Work Order 32-LS0228/alpha with individual recommendations and committee, I'm sorry, I'm missing a few things here, to the next committee of referral.
All righty. Seeing no objection. Seeing no objection, House Bill 27 will move from committee. We'll take a brief at ease and sign the paperwork.